the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. The massive turnout in New Jersey's governor's race has flipped five New Jersey counties back to blue. Mikey Sherrill's big victory Tuesday helped put Passaic, Morris, Gloucester, Atlantic, Cumberland counties back in the win column for Democrats. All five New Jersey counties voted for President Trump in 2024. The Democratic flip, as well as Sherrill's win over Trump-endorsed GOP candidate Jack Cettarelli, is now widely seen as a sign of what could come for the president in the national midterm elections next year. Alyssa Maurice with Stockton University's Hughes Center for Public Policy says Democrats can learn from how Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill successfully packaged her message to voters.
Sherrill, you know, Cettarelli's campaign really criticized her for talking about Trump quite a bit, but she did tie it to the affordability issue in the state and directly to issues that impact New Jerseyans.
As for the Republicans, Maurice says the Garden State GOP will have to figure out how to bring low propensity voters to the polls without Trump on the ballot if they want a rebound. Two New Jersey men have been arrested related to a planned Halloween terror attack near Detroit. Multiple reports say Tomas Khan Jimenez Guzal and Milo Sederot of Montclair were taken into custody, both accused of being involved in the plot, which authorities say was meant to copy an ISIS attack in Paris in 2015. Guzal arrested at Newark Airport, where police say he was trying to hop a flight to Syria. Sederot, the son of an Iranian-American poet, was arrested at his father's home in Montclair. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 7:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 7:08. Now New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler for us today. Highs will be in the middle 50s. A partly cloudy and chilly night, lows from near 30 into the lower 30s. Then breezy with more clouds and sun to round out the week on our Friday. Milder with highs near 60 degrees. And even milder still on Saturday as we make our way into the weekend. A nice day with periods of clouds and sun. Highs will be in the mid-60s on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Right now, Clinton, 45 degrees. It's 46 in Jackson. Millville is 46. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey, 101.5. Join the conversation.